listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way, Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483.
Quack, 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 quack.
Who's there?
Aflac.
That sounds funny.
If you think that sounds funny, this is no joke. Who's going to cover your bills if you get sick or hurt? You need to call my main man, Juan. He may help you with peace of mind and financial security, which is no laughing matter. For more information about Aflac products, call Juan today. He will care about you. That's Juan Lopez at 407-476-7282. 407-476-7282. But wait, there's also a website, theonewhocares.com. Quack, 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 quack.
Let's say you're a trombone player in a concert, and you're having some trouble reading the sheet music. It's time for you to play your part. So, with your nose pressed firmly against the sheet music, you begin playing. Your trombone slide hits the music stand, knocking it right into the percussion section, stopping the concert, and everyone stares in your general direction.
Sorry, guys.
Pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, you got that right.
You don't have to work so hard to see that sheet music. The Limelighter Music Reading Solution for low vision performers magnifies the music up to 10 times normal size. Press the included pedal to move to the next measure or line of music hands-free. You can even mark up your music scores as you would with a pencil. The practice feature lets you listen or play along as your PC performs the music. You can even compose music in an accessible environment and print it out for others to perform. Visit www.dancingdots.com and select the link for Limelighter to learn more.
The makers of the Polara APS Navigator have your utmost safety in mind. When you approach a busy intersection, the Polara Accessible Pedestrian Signal with Bluetooth technology will help protect you from danger as you cross the street. This equipment can be requested by contacting your local traffic engineering department. Under ADA and legal precedents, you should be provided with this equipment. It is within your rights to request the Polara APS Navigator when needed. Go to Polara.com, click on What is an APS, then click on How to Request an APS. You can print the instructions and sample letter. You can also call Polera at 903-366-0300 to request the forms and letters to be mailed to you. Polera is here for you. No need to think twice. For your safety, call them now, 903-366-0300 or www.polara.com.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
Does this sound like you? Hi, Chris Shaw here, and this is my everyday household. Clutter kitchen cabinet filled with storage containers with lids that don't match? Yep, sound like you too. I'm not the only one. Well, look no further. Mr. Lid, a smarter choice container. Patented attached lids for your total convenience. Never search for another lid again. Great for food storage, arts and craft, and everyday storage. And a good part about it is dishwasher safe, freezer safe, microwave safe, BPA safe, and most of all, it's made right here in the U.S. of A. Put a lid on it. Mr. Lid container is available at your convenience at Shaw's, Market Basket, Amazon, Ross Stores, Bed Bath & Beyond. Mr. Lid Food Storage, done smarter. Learn more at www.mrlid.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear, it's time for Blind and Beyond.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. We've got a show for you tonight. Yes, we do. Full house. Before we get started, let me introduce you to the players in the studio tonight. To my right, my co-host. That's right, the drums for my beautiful... Lynn Golder. How to think of your name, Lynn? How to think of it?
Hi, everybody. It's a week later, Chris. Can't believe it. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the September 16th edition of the Blind and Beyond radio show. Glad to have you with us.
And I understand everything's working tonight.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
A novelty.
Yeah. And to my left, our guest host, all the way from Orlando. His name is Richard Aline, and he is from the Lighthouse Central Florida.
Thanks, Michael. Thanks, Lynn. Chris, great to be here.
Oh, loved having you. Love having you. And behind the scenes, behind the glass, which of course I can't see, is our producer, Chris Shaw, engineer Chris
Shaw. Wow, howdy, howdy, howdy. How great thou art this evening.
We are fine.
You guys look and sound great.
Well, I
wait
thank
you. Get
you.
My
I'm
age.
So happy that everything is working tonight.
And
you.
I love this. Chris can talk to me on the
you.
The headphones.
Yeah.
You happy?
Yeah.
You? I'm excited.
Well, folks, this hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org. or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Well, if you're all out there listening, which I hope you are, and don't forget, if you want to call in, phone number is 407. I'm saying it nice and slow. 407-894-1680. And the lines are working tonight. 407-894-1680. I got some news before we get started. I got to tell you a little something. I think you might all want to know about this. This is something. Believe it or not, listen to this news. We are, as far as our commercials and advertisers and sponsors, we are sold out. Listen to this. We are sold out. We can't take any more sponsors or advertising until the next couple of months. That's right. September sold out and October sold out. That's right.
It's a good problem to have,
and we only have two spots left for November. That's right. Two spots left in November, and then we're going in November. So what does it mean to all of you, our listeners? Well, let me just tell you what it means to all our listeners. We're going to start doing things, which we'll be talking about in the days to come. We're going to try something tonight as a test. I want to see if it works. So let me just tell you about it now. And here's the deal. Listen to what I'm going to say. We're going to take 10 people who call the station, this phone number, 407-894-1680, from now till 8:15 of the second hour. That's Eastern Standard Time. That's an hour and 15 minutes from now. 10 people who call in. All we have to say is something about the show and say, put your ring in the hat. Then what's going to happen is we will plot a name. And whosever name we pull out of that hat, you'll get a $50 gift card for Outback or Olive Garden, whichever you choose. And also, we will take 10 people from now until 8:15 on the internet. So you got 10 people on the internet. First 10 people who call in on the radio, and the first two people who call in on the internet. You have to, on the internet, you have to leave your name and phone number where we can call you back. But we're going to, once you call in, Lynn will give a number on the air. So we're going to go 1 to 20. On the air, when you give you a call on the radio, will be 1 to 10. On the internet, the first 10 who call on the internet will be 1 to 10 also. So it's 1 to 20, actually. So we're going to choose two people, one from the internet and one from the radio.
Michael, they have to write to your email.
Yeah, you have to write to the email. The email address is michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If you want to start the internet, you can do it now, but you can't do it in the radio until I tell you. You can't do it yet on the radio. You can't call in yet. I will tell you when you can start calling in. The first 10 people, we'll put your name out of a hat. So one winner out of the 10, we will read it on the second hour. One winner from the internet, we'll read that from the second hour. So you have two winners. Okay? So to call in, when I tell you when to call in, listen to what I'm saying. When I tell you when to call in, 407-894-1680. When I tell you when to call in, you can call in. We're trying to do something, and we're going to do something for different organizations, different people around the country, because the show is doing so good, and we're trying to do some things for our listeners. So besides trivia, we're throwing out this test. We're going to try this test today. We'll see how it works. Hopefully next week we're going to get two more phone lines. We'll be up to four phone lines. We'll be able to do it better. So we'll try the test tonight and see how it works. So I will tell you when to start calling in. Don't do it yet, because we're not doing it yet. If you call in now, you're not part of the first 10.
So I will tell you when, the first 10, and we will give you a number when you call in, and we'll pull your name out of the hat. As I said, you get a $50 gift card if you win. On the internet, you have to write to michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. We're going to break. You can start, if you want to, start writing in. You can start doing that right now. Blind and Beyond. Okay, we're going to break. On the break. Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse, call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
Quack, 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 quack.
Who's there?
Aflac.
That sounds funny.
If you think that sounds funny, this is no joke. Who's going to cover your bills if you get sick or hurt? You need to call my main man, Juan. He may help you with peace of mind and financial security, which is no laughing matter. For more information about Aflac products, call Juan today. He will care about you. That's Juan Lopez at 407-476-7282. 407-476-7282. But wait, there's also a website, theonewhocares.com. Quack, 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 quack.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind, NIB, and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
Sprint accessibility logo on a white background. Kelly Egan, Sprint Vision Customer Relations.
Hi, I'm Kelly Egan with Sprint Vision, and this is my guide dog, Hope. We're here to share another story about Sprint's commitment to providing solutions so that everyone can stay in touch.
Woman uses a large visual display at her desk. Irenisa Almo.
I am a customer relationship supervisor, and I always want to provide the best customer service to my customers, making sure that they are happy and that they will come back to us.
Irenisa receives a text on her smartphone, then meets a friend for lunch.
Sprint Vision feels the same way. Customer care is our priority. We know how important a smartphone can be in creating independence and feeling safe. We're committed to the best customer care for our customers who are blind or have vision loss.
Sprint is definitely delivering the best customer service out there. They are actually taking their time to speak to people with vision loss, and they are really understanding a public who is blind or visually impaired. They get us, and it's greatly appreciated.
Collage of Sprint Vision users and devices.
Sprint Vision works with manufacturers and the blind and low vision community to deliver user-friendly, accessible wireless devices. Sprint Vision is here for you. Learn more about Sprint Vision devices at sprint.com/vision.
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and vision loss. serving Orange, Sentinel, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org. Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Okay, so now, radio folks, you can start calling in and... I guess you could say it this way. You can just say, throw your hat in the ring, and at the same time, tell us what you like if or whatever you think about the radio show. All right, the phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. You can call in on the radio, the first 10. When we get to 10, it stops on the radio, and on the internet, it's also 10 on the internet. On the internet, write to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's the internet. Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. We have our first caller calling in right now from St. Louis, Missouri. Who's on the line?
Yes, this is Alexander.
Alexander, how are you doing, Alexander?
I am having fun. Good. And I like the radio show. I tuned into the radio show accidentally around... September. Oh, this had to be around June or July.
You turned on accidentally.
Accidentally. And I've kind of been tuning. I missed a couple of weeks, but I'm trying to tune in every week.
Okay, well, if you miss a show, you can go on our website. It's all there. If you miss a show, they're all there. If you missed a show, you can listen to every one you missed. Just go to blindandbeyondradioshow.org. It's right there, and you can listen to them.
Okay.
Are you visually impaired? Are you visually impaired?
No, but I wear eyeglasses, and I'm extremely nearsighted.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad to have you aboard.
Thank you for calling in.
So you're going to say, we're putting you number one. Okay, so you're number one. There's 10 callers that can call in today. Okay, so just remember in this way. Remember your name, number one, okay? So you can hang up now, have other people call, and just listen to see if we call your name later in the show. You're number one.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck. Good luck, Alexander. Thanks for calling in. Okay, let's talk to Shirley in Ohio, then we'll stop taking the call for a few minutes and talk to Richard. Shirley from Ohio, are you calling? What are you calling for, Shirley?
How are you?
All right, and yourself?
Okay. I just wanted to tell you that I'm enjoying the show, and I wanted to find out, you know, several weeks ago, you were supposed to have somebody on the day you guys got struck by lightning that was going to talk about a new... device to use with the iPhone. Do you remember that?
Who was that, Lynn? Shirley from Ohio was on the phone.
Oh, David Goldfield?
He was talking about a new device.
It was a device to use to make the iPhone easier to use, and you didn't get to have the person on because you guys had that lightning strike and the rest of the show went off the air.
No, we stayed on the air. Didn't we stay on the air? I believe we stayed on
the
air.
Well, you weren't on the internet, let's put it that way.
Right, that was
you
not
might have
down
been on the air, but you
and he came on. David
ended
came
up
on.
Off the internet, and when I talked to Chris, he told me that he didn't think you were going to have that. Apparently, you weren't having that guest
yes,
on
but
after
he
that
did
happened.
Call, he
so.
Did call in. We'll have to have him back. We'll have to.
Oh, okay.
Well, thank you for calling, Shirley.
Thank
we have
you.
To.
Well, thank you so
chance.
Much,
You're
and
welcome.
I'd like to. I guess you'll be putting my name in for the contest.
Oh, you
right?
have to say it. You didn't say it. You have to. You have
oh,
to,
yes, yes.
You have
definitely.
To say. I want to throw my. You want to throw my.
I do
hat,
want my
ring into the hat.
All right.
I do want my ring in the hat.
Okay.
Your hat
okay.
In the ring.
Just remember, you're number two. You're number two. You're number two. You're number two.
I thought that didn't sound right when I said
okay,
it.
You're number two.
Thank you, Shirley. We got to go.
Okay, Shirley, you're number
Thank
two.
You. All right.
Thank
okay.
you very much.
You're
We're
going
to stop right now. We got two right now of the 10. I want to talk right now to Richard from Lighthouse, Central Florida.
Good folks.
Richard.
Michael.
So what's happening at the Lighthouse Central Florida?
Yeah, first of all, Mike, I just want to say congratulations to you, Lynn, the success of the show. I mean, you guys are obviously growing, and I love what you're doing in terms of, you know, your listener appreciation and the things that you're doing to, you know, keep your listenership growing and engaged. So kudos and congratulations on that.
Well, thank you so much, Richard.
So tell us about what's up over there.
Well, we've been... You know, we've been busy. A lot of events this summer. We just, in fact, just wrapped our Dining in the Dark event. You know, it's something that we do annually. Typically, we do it with the Second Harvest Food Bank. You know, this is an event that, you know, was really meant and it was sort of organized to sort of help bring light to the isolation that vision loss and hunger can cause. And it's essentially, you guys are familiar with the concept.
Yeah,
right?
I saw the pictures of the SWAT team. Yes. Did you take those?
No, I didn't take those. Actual professional photographer.
Tell the people what the SWAT team does.
Sure, no, absolutely. Yeah. So first of all, it's a dinner that's served in complete darkness, and we engage the Orlando PD SWAT team to serve. As the evening servers, and they go around a pitch dark room, outfitted in their night vision goggles, and they serve food, and it's a fantastic event. The relationship with Orlando PD SWAT has been going for about 5-6 years now, and it's just a fantastic event. So this past Thursday was our most recent one, and it was held at the Mez downtown Orlando, and we've had some fantastic chefs who came on board to come up with an absolutely amazing menu. The chef from Muddy Waters, from SoCo, Odom's downtown, Wild Tree. It was the Hilton. Orlando Hilton provided the dessert. It was fantastic, and not quite sure what our final total was, but all proceeds go towards Lighthouse's programming. But it's a popular event. The reason that we did a second one this year was because the first one we did with Second Harvest was sold out. There's so much interest in this that we decided to put together a second one, and so we're just really pleased with how it turned out, and that this relationship and partnership with Orlando PD SWAT is still going strong. Chef John Mina was in attendance, chief of police, Orlando PD, and it was just a fantastic event. And we're going to have more photos on our social media, so check in there during the week for that.
That's great.
Yeah.
We have some people calling in right now. Sheila Young?
I don't remember. I don't know her. Do you know
her? We know Sheila. Sheila Young from where? Where is she calling from, Sheila Young?
Alaska.
Alaska? No kidding. Where is she calling from? Orlando, Florida. Sheila Young.
Hang on one second. I have to tell my Echo to shut up.
Okay.
Hang on.
Is she going to say shut up on the air?
How are you calling
it? I have to tell her to shut up.
What are you using? Echo? Is that what you're using to call us? Echo? Listening to the show?
Well, I have two. Okay, I have an Alexa and I have an Echo, because if you name them different, then they, if you just say the one and you have two units, then they both respond. Mm. So you have to name them each. But anyway, hi Richard, hi Lynn, hi Michael.
Hi Sheila.
Hi. I don't like this show at all. No.
Oh, see that?
Uh-oh. I'm being a wise guy. Yes, I love the show. I've been part of this show since before it was even conceived, and I think it's educational, I think it's entertaining, and I try to make it fun. So I think it's a great show.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Richard,
thank you.
We have a meeting tomorrow, so I do hope you will participate in the meeting.
Absolutely.
For those that don't know, we are planning a White Canine Guide Dog Safety Day in Orlando on October 15th.
Mm-hmm.
So we will be sharing more on the show between now and then, but we are in the planning stages, and we always work well with Lighthouse and Greater Orlando Council of the Blind and the National Federation and the Blinded Vets, and we work together very well. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Sheila, and thank you for your ongoing partnership, particularly around White Cane Day every year. GOCB and NFB and the Blinded Vets always come out and always support, and we're just happy to support the community here.
Are you calling for any other purpose?
I'm sorry?
Are you calling for any other purpose today?
The purpose of White Cane and Guide Dog Safety Day?
No, not that. I'm saying
when
you called in the show right now, is there any other purpose you called in?
The purpose is to be in the contest.
Well, you didn't say that. You didn't say that. You have to say,
we're not mind readers.
You got to be explicit.
You have to say, I want to put my ring in the hat.
I want my hat in the ring. Leave it to you to say ring in the hat.
The reason why I said it that way is because we're using my hat to pull out the paper.
All right, I want my hat.
Okay, so your number, just remember you're number three. You're number three. Okay, you're number three.
All right, Sheila.
Number three.
Bye.
Okay,
bye. Thanks for calling. All right, let's get back to Richard.
Who else on the line? I believe someone else on the line. We've got Eugene from Clearwater. Don't forget, folks, today there's 10 people on the radio. The first 10 on the radio call us on 407-894-6080. We're going to pull their hat, the paper, whoever the number there is, one person out of the radio today, which will get a $50 gift card of their choice from either Olive Garden or Outback. Okay? And then on the internet, the first 10 people who do on the internet, write to michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Eugene, you there, Eugene?
Hey, Michael, Lynn, and Richard, how y'all doing?
Hey, Eugene.
Hey, Eugene.
Eugene, you're calling
Clearwater.
From Clearwater. Okay,
yeah,
Eugene.
What's the temperature over there?
It's hot. It's hot.
The 90s.
In the 90s.
Why? What's it in Clearwater?
84, right?
Oh, it's cooler over by you.
Yeah.
How do you like them apples?
Yeah. Well, I called to get my name or my hat put into the ring. Or my ring put into the hat.
Well, putting the ring into the hat because the story is...
I think we should have a contest. Which way do you say it? Hat in the ring or ring in the hat?
If you throw your hat in the ring, right?
Oh, okay.
We don't have a ring. We have a hat. And we're putting the paper in the ring. You should say the paper in the ring.
Okay,
put the paper in the hat.
Yeah. Brother.
So confused, Michael.
You're so confused. I'm confused myself. No, I'm not.
I'd say my retirement.
So you're number four. Just remember that. You're number four.
Okay.
You're number four.
Well, I enjoy listening to your show. You ought to know that from me being
we
over
know.
There. Yeah, I can't wait for me and Greg to get back over there again.
Okay.
All righty.
Well, we look forward to you, and we'll see what happens later when we pull out a name, see if it's your name. Okay.
Alrighty. I appreciate it.
Keep on listening.
Take care. Okay, let's get back to Richard.
By the way, before I go any further, for the people who are turning in this radio show for the first time, let me explain what we're all about. This radio show has been on the air now more than 2.5 years. Going on, April will be 3 years. And we say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. So whether you're sighted or you're blind, we love having you listening to our show and participate in the show. We love it. Love to have it. Calling in and talking, whether we have trivia or anything else. What do
you want? Okay, well, I have my first email from Debbie Downey out there in the Clearwater area. You're on the list, Debbie.
Okay, what
got
number
your
is
email.
She?
She's number one for the emails.
Okay, keep it separate now.
Yeah, it's separate.
Okay.
Thank you, Debbie. Appreciate it.
Okay.
You know what she said?
No.
We tune in every week, and we even ignore phone calls, so we're not distracted.
Where's she calling from?
She and her husband live in the Clearwater area.
Clearwater.
But they're with Eugene's group.
Okay.
All right, cool.
And Robert from Valley Forge is on the line.
And then we're going to go to break.
Yeah. What number is he? Five? He's number five. Robert Valley Forge, you there, Robert?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine, Robert.
I'd like to throw my ring in the hat and ask a question.
Go ahead. You certainly may throw your ring in the hat.
Okay. Hopefully somebody there or one of the other listeners could call in with the answer.
Mm-hmm.
I have 12 shirts where I lost the button. I used the Be My Eyes app to get the help to match buttons up with the shirts. I have sewing needle, What I don't have is a device or a method to thread the needle so I can repair my shirts.
Oh, my goodness.
You can buy those little, I know what you're talking about. You can buy those in the supermarket in the notions department. They have those little kits. Or I'm sure one of the dollar stores has
them. How are you going to put the thread in the hole?
No, I know what he's talking about. It's a little gizmo that you just put the thread in and it does the work for you.
And it helps thread the needle automatically.
Right. No kidding.
Probably do you have a Joanne's near you?
Yes, we do.
Joanne has it.
They'll have it. If you can get a ride there, they'll have it.
Not a problem.
All righty.
Thanks for calling.
Gotta go.
Oh, and I had one last thing to say.
Okay.
Lee Rawls. The answer was Lee Rawls.
Who was that?
I heard Michael calling my name last week, but I couldn't call in. So I just thought I'd be smart and give the answer.
All right. Okay. That's funny.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
We going to break?
No, not yet. We're not going. We're going to break. We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond Radio. Don't go away.
Sprint accessibility logo on a white background. Kelly Egan, Sprint Vision Customer Relations.
Hi, I'm Kelly Egan with Sprint Vision, and this is my guide dog, Hope. We're here to share another story about Sprint's commitment to providing solutions so that everyone can stay in touch.
Woman uses a large visual display at her desk. Irenisa Almo.
I am a customer relationship supervisor, and I always want to provide the best customer service to my customers, making sure that they are happy and that they will come back to us.
Irenisa receives a text on her smartphone, then meets a friend for lunch.
Sprint Vision feels the same way. Customer care is our priority. We know how important a smartphone can be in creating independence and feeling safe. We're committed to the best customer care for our customers who are blind or have vision loss.
Sprint is definitely delivering the best customer service out there. They are actually taking their time to speak to people with vision loss, and they are really understanding a public who is blind or visually impaired. They get us, and it's greatly appreciated.
Collage of Sprint Vision users and devices.
Sprint Vision works with manufacturers and the blind and low vision community to deliver user-friendly, accessible wireless devices. Sprint Vision is here for you. Learn more about Sprint Vision devices at sprint.com/vision.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plans, paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates, up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge@iob-gso.com. Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Are you afraid in your own home? Do you worry about your home even when you're away? Abode Security System is the smarter way to secure your home. Abode is compatible with Google Home and Alexa. Abode provides total home security and convenient home automation features. Check in from anywhere using our iOS and Android apps. completely accessible. The starter kit has everything you need to get started yourself. Self-installed in minutes. For more information, call 650-443-7834. Again, that is 650-443-7834. Visit our website at www.goabode.com/B&B. Be safe, be secure, Abode.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And I believe we have a couple more. I want to throw their name in the hat. And then we'll stop for a little while because we're up to, I believe, is this number 6 calling in and 7? Because we're only taking 10 calls today. And all on the internet. Yes. On the internet, we'll take 10 callers as well on the internet. In the internet, it's Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Who's on the line right now? Kevin. Kevin from North Carolina. How you doing, Kevin?
Hey, Michael, Lynn, Richard.
How I'm you doing, Kevin?
Hi, we were worried about
We were worried about you in the storm.
Oh, we're just getting a lot of rain, that's all. A
lot of rain?
Yeah.
You walking in between the drops? You walking in between the drops? That's a joke.
Oh, the drops are too close together to do that.
Okay.
So no, we're out of the worst part of the storm.
Yeah.
Too far inland. But, no, I was calling up to say, up in IOB for a month. Everything seems to be going great.
Good.
Everyone there is nice.
That's terrific.
Oh.
We're really happy for
everyone
you.
Everyone in this area is nice, too.
That's good.
The Southern hospitality.
And maybe you can spread the word about the radio show as well.
Oh, I'm trying to.
Okay.
Right. So are you putting your hat in the ring?
You're putting your...
No, I'll let someone else take it.
Well, no.
You don't want to do it. Why not?
You don't want to go out to eat?
You win a $50 sure, gift card for Outback or Olive Garden, whichever one of your choice.
No, I'll let someone else take it.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you, Kevin.
Thank
That's
you,
very
Kevin.
Nice.
That was very nice of you.
All right. We'll talk to you
just
soon.
Just let everyone know it is a great place to work there.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin. We got to run.
He's calling in and telling everybody how great it is to work at Industries of the Blind. That's very nice.
Yep. Okay. What do you got, Chris?
Jim? Okay. Is this Jim from Kissimmee?
Jim from Kissimmee.
Hi.
How you doing, Jim?
Jim Graham from Kissimmee. Unfortunately, my Eagles and Phillies lost, so it wasn't a good day.
I'm with you. That's my teams. I know all about it. Yeah.
Okay. The reason, before the gentleman called from North, by the way, throw my ring in the hat. But what I wanted to say was wish the people well from the Carolinas that went through this. And especially, there's a lot of blind people there that went to Governor Moorhead, because originally I went to Overbrook School for the Blind in Philly, and we wrestled Governor Moorhead, so I, have a certain compassion for those people especially. And, just consider that we're lucky, and hopefully nobody that was blind or disabled or anybody was injured seriously. Just wanted to say how great it is to be able to listen to this, because a lot of newly blinded people and people that have moved from up north have such a great opportunity, because we used to have a radio program in Philly, and then it disbanded, and I urge a lot of people from Philly, and when I go up there in December, I'm going to spread the word.
When did you hear that show in Philly?
What?
When did you hear that show in Philly?
It was in like the early 80s or something.
Okay.
It was called RICB.
Okay, I thought it was us and Blind Matters.
It was RICB. That was way back then. But I'm going to spread the word when I go up there to visit my family in December.
Thank you very much.
And I might make a trip to the Overbrook School for the Blind and tell them, about the show and everything like that. So I just wanted to say, and I hope that we're all prepared for the possible hurricane that might come or might not. Hopefully it don't. And also, everybody should be registered to vote for November.
That's right.
That's all I have to say right now, but enjoy the show.
Wait one second, Jim, before you go. Yeah. Chris, what number is he? Number six?
I think.
I'm number six.
Number six. Remember six. Remember the name, number six. We call your number, whichever number we call. That's your,
we,
so your
we
number
gotta
six.
Run. Gotta thank run. You for calling.
Thanks for calling in.
Okay,
thank you for saying
something
nice about the
okay,
show.
Okay, before
thank
we go
you.
To our guest real fast, we have Ann Bliss that wrote from Bradenton, so she's also on the list with an email.
Okay, so
let's go to our guest caller.
Okay, let's go to our guest caller.
Glad you wrote, Ann. Thank you. Okay, let's go to Matt Baker, Vice President of Sales at Polara. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Matt.
G'day. Good evening. How are you guys?
All right.
How you doing?
So you're calling from Utah tonight?
Yes.
Wow.
Yep. Last week I was in Chicago and Indianapolis. This week I'm in Utah.
Wow.
There you go.
You're all over the place.
So tell us about Polara.
Pretend it was the first time that people are hearing you, because you never know.
Turning in for the first time.
Every week we have new listeners, so you could explain the Polara APS to everybody, Matt? It would be great.
Yes, no problem. So Polara manufactures accessible pedestrian signals.
Mm-hmm.
They're devices that communicate information about the walk and don't walk intervals at intersections in non-visual formats to pedestrians who are blind or have low vision. And they're also for those that have hearing impairments. So basically, when you go to cross the street at a traffic light, if our device is on the pole, it will make a tone called a locate tone. It plays every second, and it's there to let you know that the equipment is there at the intersection. When you put your hand out and feel it, there is a raised tactile arrow on the button, and the arrow points the direction of the crosswalk. When you press it, it will tell you to wait, and then when the walk signal comes on, it's going to vibrate for those that have hearing impairments, and then also give an audible walk indication. And there's two types. It could be a rapid percussive sound, or what they call a rapid tick sound. And then it could be a speech message where someone has recorded something that says Broadway, walk sign is on the cross Broadway. Now, if there's a crossing that has two buttons on a pole, the regulations say that we should give more information. So when a visually impaired or any pedestrian holds down that button for more than 1 second, it activates an information message, which may say, wait to cross Broadway at Grand, traveling northeast. So it gives you the location information and the direction of travel. So once you start your walk, you've had the walk indication let you know that the walk indication, the walk signal is on. Then you proceed to cross the street, and you'll hear either a locate tone on the other side, kind of guiding you to the other side of the crosswalk, or you may hear an audible countdown message, depending on what the traffic agency is activated.
Matt, did you bring that?
Yes.
Did you bring the audible sample that you brought to the studio back in July? Do you have that so they can hear what it sounds, or you don't?
No, but I will quickly get to it.
Oh, okay. I know you had it in your briefcase. Yeah.
Yeah.
So why don't you explain to people how important it is? You know, whatever community they live in, and if they're having difficulty crossing the street, and what they would do, what should they do, and how should they go about asking for Polara?
Yeah, so Polara goes and meets with the traffic agencies in every state and city. We have representatives everywhere. For example, I was in Indiana this last week, and I met with Indiana Department of Transportation, and they're working on their policy of putting in the accessible pedestrian signals whenever they do work at an intersection. So we're doing our part to try to educate the traffic departments about the equipment, but really what is the best way to get it if you need it in a certain location is to request it. And there's a couple of ways you can request it. We recommend that you directly either email or write a letter to the traffic engineer who has jurisdiction over your area where you need the equipment, and let them know the crosswalks that you would like the equipment at, and request it formally. So to do that, we are happy to assist. On our website, we have a page called What is an APS, where it has a button that you can press that says how to request an APS that will generate a form that you can fill in your name. It's a template, so it's already got the request made up other than you filling out your name and the crossings that you would like the equipment at. And so we've tried to make it fairly simple. You can also call into Polara at 903-366-0300, and we would be happy to help type one up for you or email you one, whatever we can do to help support you to generate that request. And once you've done the request, you should hear back from the traffic agency to either work with you on it or ask for more information.
Okay.
Well, I'm listening to this. This is very interesting. For those people who are listening for the first time, listen to the young man, what he was talking about. Brad's telling you about Polara.
Matt.
And the bottom line is, it's good things to know. Now, if you don't take advantage of it and you are vision impaired and blind, then you're making a big mistake, because the point is, as Matt's saying, all this is free to you. All you have to do is make a phone call and try to get it in your neighborhood. And that's the whole thing, what he's talking about. So if you can contact Polara or the agency near where you live, either one. Is that right, Matt?
Yes, either one. We're happy to help you. Or, like I said, you can go on our website and click on how to request an APS, and it will generate a letter. So all you have to do is put your name and the crosswalks where you'd like the equipment and submit that to your local traffic engineering department.
Okay. All right. Well,
thank you so much
let
for
me
calling
just,
in.
Yeah, let me just thank you for calling in, Matt, and we'll have you back again next month, okay?
All right, sounds good. And thank you, guys.
Safe travels.
Safe travel.
All right.
Thank you, Matt.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for coming in.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Willie from St. Louis.
Willie
okay.
from St. Louis. How you doing, Willie from St. Louis?
We're going to break in 20 seconds, Mike.
Willie.
Yes.
You got to talk. You got 20 seconds, or you have to hold on after the break. Whatever you want to do, Willie.
Okay, I just called to say I enjoy the show and want to throw my name in the hat.
Okay, right. What number is he, Chris?
Seven.
Seven, number your number seven. Is seven. Thanks for calling number in. You're seven. Calling from where, St. Louis?
St. Louis, Missouri.
All right, St. Louis is in. Okay, thank you so much.
Okay,
keep
thanks.
Keep on listening. Thank you, bye.
The makers of the Polara APS Navigator have your utmost safety in mind. When you approach a busy intersection, the Polara Accessible Pedestrian Signal with Bluetooth technology will help protect you from danger as you cross the street. This equipment can be requested by contacting your local traffic engineering department. Under ADA and legal precedents, you should be provided with this equipment. It is within your rights to request the Polara APS Navigator when needed. Go to Polara.com, click on What is an APS, then click on How to Request an APS. You can print the instructions and sample letter. You can also call Polara at 903-366-0300 to request the forms and letters to be mailed to you. Polara is here for you. No need to think twice. For your safety, call them now, 903-366-0300 or www.polara.com.
Everyone needs a little help organizing their home or office. The six-dot Braille label maker, manufactured by Logantech, lets you easily label your world with crisp, clear, quality Braille labels using patented, user-friendly technology. Now you can simply type the Braille into a Perkins-style keyboard and the Braille comes out effortlessly. It even has an automatic cutter and scores the tape so you can easily peel it without a struggle. If you want to use a QWERT keyboard instead, simply plug it in, type the words, and out comes the Braille. Mention Blind and Beyond Radio Show and get 10% off your order of any of our products. Contact info@logantech.com or call 203-720. 203-721-6074. That's 203-721-6074. Label your world today. LoganTech, improving your quality of life.
Imagine vision-free, voice-free communication and control of smartphones and other Bluetooth devices. Using just the fingers of one hand, tapping any surface, your body, your chair, your dog. Tap is an affordable, wearable input device. Sits at the base of your finger. No need for a keyboard or even a mouse. You don't need to hold anything. Text, email, activate apps, and control your Bluetooth devices with tactical precision. Tap for only $179. Tap fits right in your pocket. 8 hours of battery life with a charge case. 64 hours on the go charge. Tap allows fun, vision-free gaming app will teach you the tap alphabet finger combination. Tap into technology with Tap. Learn more at TapWithUs.com. Tap, tap.
You know the best part of the day is when you get to spend time with your pet. And Purina knows that. Purina also knows pets like yours have unique nutritional needs. That's why they offer a wide range of products, so you can choose a food that's right for your pet. And with Purina Nutrition, you can help power your best years together. To learn how Purina's approach to nutrition can help impact the lives of your pet, go to Purina.com. Purina Pet Food is available anywhere pet products are sold. Purina, your pet, our passion.
Does this sound like you? Hi, Chris Shaw here, and this is my everyday household. Clutter kitchen cabinet filled with storage containers with lids that don't match? Yep, sound like you too. I'm not the only one. Well, look no further. Mr. Lid, a smarter choice container. Patented attached lids for your total convenience. Never search for another lid again. Great for food storage, arts and crafts, and everyday storage. And a good part about it is dishwasher safe, freezer safe, microwave safe, BPA safe, and most of all, it's made right here in the U.S. of A. Put a lid on it. Mr. Lid container is available at your convenience at Shaw's, Market Basket, Amazon, Ross Stores, Bed Bath & Beyond. Mr. Lid Food Storage, done smarter. Learn more at www.mrlid.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
This is your host, Michael. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. What's happening with the emails,
all
Lynn?
Right. Paul, if you're calling in, we got your name already in the email, so you're already in the ring, okay? All right. Thank you very much for entering. Okay.
So you got people who are writing in on the emails. That's Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And we're up to 7 on the radio for people calling in. So, let me just tell you about Abode.
Abode.
If you don't know what Abode is, that is a company that will take care of you and your possessions in your home.
And your that's family.
Right. And well, of course, your burglar alarm system. That's right. It's called Abode. That's right. So, it's a company that you don't have to worry about, and it's not expensive, number one, and number two, all you have to do, listen to this, is plug it in, right? All you have to do, Lynn, it's all just plug in. It's very simple to attach, right?
Right. It's very easy. They offer 24/7 professional monitoring, and it's a very simple system, and it's accessible.
You should try it out. You should call right. them and ask
if
questions
you, if you'd
about
like
it.
More information yeah. about it, go to Go Abode, A-B, that's B as boy, as been boy, Go Abode, ABODE.com/B&B. There's a special page there just for our Blind and Beyond radio community and explains everything to you. So it's www.goabo.com/B&B. And this way you can make your house secure when you're home or away from home. All right. Anybody? I don't know. He's on the phone.
Right now.
We're going to go to top of the hour in
1 minute.
We're going
to top
Michael.
Of the hour.
1 minute.
We only have 3 more people we can call in as far as the first 10 people as far as this. We're trying this test on our show today. We're going to pull out 10 people from the radio. Trish. All right, let's talk to Trish before we go to break. Trish, you there?
Hi, Trish. Quickly. Hello.
I am here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hi. I want to throw my ring in the hat or my hat in the ring or however you want to put it.
Okay.
And also, I wanted to support the Polaris. I live in Daytona. We have these traffic signals all over Daytona, and they are absolutely magnificent.
Well, thank you.
I cross many busy streets and rely on the signal, and it's just such a huge help. And I would recommend if anybody gets out there and does a lot of walking, such as I do, get in touch with your local officials and tell them you need an audible traffic signal at such and such a intersection, and they will work with you on that. So I would really encourage folks to get it because it's a wonderful signal and it's a huge help to someone who is visually impaired.
Well, thank you so much.
How do you like the radio show?
I like it. I really like it. It's fun. It's a lot of fun. Well, I appreciate it. You guys are doing a great job.
Well, thank you. We try to make it entertaining, fun.
You do.
Informative.
It's a reality
and
show.
Also reality and also employment. That's what we're all about. Employment for the people who need jobs. Mm-hmm. Trying to give entertainment and fun. And that's what we're all about.
And we're going
to
Exactly.
And you're number and you're, 8. That's you're right. number 8.
Okay. Thank you very much, guys.
Got to go to break.
All right. Top of the hour.
Going to top of the hour. Keep on listening. We'll be right back after the top of the hour.
We'll be back with Richard.
Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.